So can you talk a little bit about sort of the common clinical presentations utilizing all these different factors and sort of how your algorithm tracks out from that point out on?
The clinical presentations are increasingly that people are being diagnosed on coincidental evaluation. And this is very scary when a healthy young man or woman goes in for routine physical and they have a 12,000 white count and it's now easy to diagnose that they have CLL. So the doctor tells them, well, we've got good news and bad news. The bad news, you got leukemia. The good news, you got CLL. And the patients think, oh, well, that's not so bad after all. So the asymptomatic patient is increasingly at the point where we have to talk about these things. Now, there are a number of studies, and there are two recent reports at the American Society of Hematology meeting looking at what they called monoclonal B-cell lymphocytosis, where the lymphocyte count is less than 5,000, but you can define that it is a population of CLL cells, and this is like MGUS. The MGUS has about 1% likelihood of progressing to myeloma per year, and the monoclonal B-cell lymphocytosis the other. So it's important to tell the patient that you don't think that they have a serious condition, but the proof of the pudding is what happens with careful observation over a one-year period, because the cells can oscillate up and down. So usually I then tell patients, well, we'll recheck your cell count in 3 months, and then 6 months, 9 months, and 12 months. And if their white cell count hasn't doubled during that time, they have a survival the same as if they never had CLL. And this is called smoldering chronic lymphocytic leukemia. And it's a general principle that if they have a good hemoglobin and platelet count and their white count less than 25,000 and they don't progress in a year and they don't have bulky disease, they really don't have a disease process. They just have an expanded family of cells and will have a normal life expectancy. Now, the other extreme is patients come in with indications for treatment immediately. And they're usually patients that are anemic with a hemoglobin less than 11 gram. But you have to sort out whether that's due to autoimmune complications or whether it's due to marrow suppression, because the group from Mayo Clinic has again identified that the patients with autoimmune hemolysis have a much better outcome than those that are associated with marrow failure or production failure. So that and the same applies to a platelet count less than 100,000, ARI stage 4. These patients in the past would have had a median survival of about 3 to 3.5 years, and it's dramatically different now. But I think that they're the most common indications for treatment that no one argues with. The other is whether they have a very big spleen, you know, more than 5 centimeters below the costal margin, or lymph node clusters where the individual lymph nodes are more than 2 to 3 centimeters. Those patients don't stay stable for any length of time, so that if they have bulky disease, and in particular if they have symptomatic bulky disease, these patients get started on treatment. And the ones that fall in between those two extremes, I think you get a lot of information just by observing the patient, but being careful not to convey the impression to them that there's nothing to do, because patients often think if the doctor's not doing anything to me or for me, there's nothing available, and they get frightened by that process.